Tonight, it's Game 1 of the World Series, the Texas Rangers versus the St. Louis Cardinals. The Rangers are back. Of course, they were in the series and didn't make it last year, losing to the San Francisco Giants. But the Cardinals being in the series once again, one of the storied old teams of Major League Baseball, with the Texas Rangers yet to win a coveted title in Major League Baseball. The great George Vesey joins us, a sports columnist with the New York Times and author of Stan Musial and American Life. George, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
So your book about Stan Musial and the ghost of Stan Musial is going to be all over that Game 1 tonight that takes place in St. Louis.
Well, with any luck, he'll be out there also at the game. He does come to games. I gather he was in the clubhouse of the Cardinals in the previous series, and he certainly is just this great eminence in St. Louis, the most beloved person. Albert Pujols always makes a big point of saying that please don't call him El Hombre, because there's only one man. Of course, that's God. And then in St. Louis, there's only one hombre, which is Stan Musial.
And George,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
People think that Pujols is channeling the hot bat of Stan Musial, and this is a series all about hot bats versus hot bats.
Well, there is that. If you read catch up with Tyler Kepner's terrific piece on Pujols in today's New York Times, that Pujols is just one of a kind, that he really doesn't need to, you know, he doesn't have any mentor or roots. He just arrived in the major leagues as a great player. And, you know, with all deference to Musial, he is just a new era. Tony La Russa has quotes about that. No, he's a terrific player on his own. The relationship is wonderful. You know, there's a photograph by Chris Lee, a photographer from the St. Louis paper, in the book that I did, of Pujols buttoning up Musial's jacket on a very cold opening day 2 years ago. It's one of the most beautiful pictures you've ever seen about baseball and generations and respect.
You know, I remember that picture. That is an amazing
That
is an amazing image. You know, the legends that are going to be out there tonight, I mean, are mostly on the Cardinals side. You got Tony La Russa, of course, who's in the Hall of Fame no matter what happens in this series, and Pujols probably the same. How do the Rangers stack up?
Well, the Rangers, of course, have their legend sitting with that great stone scowling face alongside the stands, which is Nolan Ryan, who's their executive and president. And, you know, for a guy who has all these records for striking people out, if not winning games, you know, Ryan was a great pitcher. And now he has become an executive who made a difference in an organization. And I guess I'm surprised. I would not have known that. I mean, I knew he was a great competitor personally and professionally. But to see him impose his will on an organization, including making pitchers go longer, not that they necessarily do or have in this season, but Ryan believes that, like himself, pitchers should be stretched out and be able to go 7, 8, 9 or, you know, 13 innings like he did sometimes.
And the Texas pitchers have a lot of confidence. It's C.J. Wilson up against Chris Carpenter tonight. In the Moneyball issue, you know, this is a triumph of medium-sized payrolls and taking the Red Sox out of it, who seem to have just committed psychological suicide. You know, he's not imposing money on this team, Nolan Ryan, or the Cardinals for that matter.
Well, I saw a figure the other day of how much money the Rangers were about to make. In other words, as a franchise that Ryan and his people have resuscitated, that is a franchise that's going to make a lot of money. It's a sleeping giant in a rich part of Texas, and they are going to bring in, even with the economy, the Cardinals are steadfast. I mean, St. Louis, once a top 10 city, now not. And they just don't have the money. In fact, they may not even be able to keep Pujols if he really wants to go.
Yeah, Game 1 is tonight, Texas versus St. Louis, and C.J. Wilson versus Chris Carpenter. George Vesey, sports columnist with the New York Times. I'll be watching.